Can you be an objectivist and still scream? Yes, absolutely. There's a lot of reasons to scream. Your team in baseball wins, or you're having a really great sexual experience. That can certainly be followed by a scream or more. Or you get, you know, fabulous news. Your daughter graduated and won the lottery, $100 million for life. I mean, there are many things which are so good, not necessarily expected, and the only way to express your feeling is to scream. And now you cite horse races. Yes, I have screamed at a horse race, especially if I put some money on it and I picked out a horse out of the program by diligent study, not that I know how to do it, and it turns out to win, I have screamed, absolutely. I've come home, horse, from a horse race, H-O-A-H-O-R. Now, I don't do that very often, but I have. Now, but here I draw the line. He says, what about if you scream and yell at cage fights? Now, that I say absolutely no. If by cage fights, you mean you take two animals, like two dogs or two, what is it, chicken, and you put them in and they're given the task to kill each other, it is repulsive and disgusting. I don't know any way to make it against the law, but to take these innocent creatures, a horse race, you're testing skill, and you reward the horse at the end. But even you're taking chance, okay, but to take two innocent animals and just pit them against each other to see how much, who is going to kill which one first, I cannot believe that that can be watched innocently. I might be overgeneralizing. I would never go to one like that. I'm getting more extreme on this issue than I have been earlier. If I'm reading a novel, even a decent novel, and like halfway through, the house's, the family's pet dog gets run over, that's it. I close the book, I don't care what happens. So, but that may, I'm sure, is optional, but I don't think anybody could defend the idea of deliberate, prolonged torture proposed by, I heard of a man recently who killed a lion, somewhere in Africa. And instead of killing, the story I heard, they wounded the lion, so it lived 40 hours in that kind of agony, and then they killed it. And they got some kind of better hide or better mane. I don't know what it is they did. I think that's awful. If you're going to kill for sport even, then you should kill immediately. But to subject animals to prolonged misery, what kind of person would get what kind of enjoyment from behavior like that? It absolutely revolts me.